USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. This week, the Albany Times-Union reported that the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. No allegations of wrongdoing so far have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If all goes well, more coronavirus stimulus money will be coming to Americans very soon. With that update, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she aims to get the coronavirus relief bill passed in the House by the end of next week. The bill would then head to the Senate, and the sweeping measure covers nearly $2 trillion in more federal spending. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey is no fan of the current bill.
It's disappointing to me that the president's call for unity is starting to ring hollow. All five of the relief bills enacted to date were overwhelmingly bipartisan. There's a reason that this one is not, and it's because there's no rational economic justification for what's in it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some of the Capitol Police officers that were in the January 6th riot are being investigated for their conduct. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted six officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.